Now it's time for the answer to our GeoQuiz. We're looking for a West African country with a new golden stamp. The world's David LaValle has the answer.
Libreville, Gabon is where you can find this special issue golden stamp. The post office there printed 6,000 stamps in honor of Gabon's President Omar Bongo. The Postmaster General says the 74-year-old leader was once a postal worker destined to become a great president. President Bongo has been in power now for 41 years, so he may have thought it was time for his commemorative stamp. What's so special about this stamp? It's decorated with 22-karat gold. This in a country rich in oil, but where most of the population lives in poverty.
I see stamps from all over the world every day, every single day.
John Moody is the new issues editor for the Gibbons Stamp Monthly, one of the world's top stamp magazines. He's anxiously awaiting the golden Gabon stamp, but he says it's not the first of its kind.
Gold leaf is not unknown. It's not unique. Zaire certainly produced one. I think the Australians used gold, silver, and bronze when they were printing Olympic stamps. So, you know, they are attractive little pieces of art, of course.
Gabon's new $11 stamp may be aimed at international collectors, but Denise McCarty's not impressed. She edits Lynn Stamp News.
Around the world, they issue thousands and thousands of stamps a year. There's like 10,000 or more stamps. It's hard to keep them all straight.
But a few do stand out. There's the first gold foil stamp ever issued.
July 15, 1963, by Tonga.
There are embroidered stamps. One recent stamp from Poland was printed on pure silk. Who knew? There were stamps to commemorate the moon landing and Elvis. Those were two separate stamps. And Switzerland issued a postage stamp that tasted like chocolate when licked. That's cooler than the beeps you get when you send off an email. For The World, I'm David LaValle.